Are you confused, my friend? I mean, do you have a decision to make and you don't know what to do? You don't know whether you should say yes or whether you should say no, whether you should buy the house or whether you should rent, what you should do with the money, what you should do with your car, what you should do with your job. I mean, life is just perplexing for you. What are you going to do? Because I know that you want to make the right decision. Well, we'll look at it today as we look at God's precepts for life. Isn't the Word of God wonderful, beloved? Do you realize that when you and I open this book and study the words, we are studying the very words of God? These are the words that have come out of the mouth of God, that have been divinely recorded by men so that you and I might have precepts for life, so that you and I might know His precepts, so that we might get understanding, and so that we might hate every false way, because a false way leads to destruction, but truth leads to life. And that's what we're doing. We're studying the Word of God. Well, we have come to 1 Samuel chapter 23. And in 1 Samuel chapter 23, remember, David is fleeing from Saul. Saul has just had Doeg the Edomite put to death Abithar, put to death Abithar's father, Ahimelech, and put to death 84 priests and all the city of Nob. They've all been killed because Saul thinks that they have sided with David. Saul has believed a lie. Saul could have known the truth if he had only gone to God and asked God, God, show me what's happening. God, show me what to do. If only he had inquired of God. But he didn't inquire of God. He simply ordered the death of those people. Do you realize that when Saul stands at the great white throne judgment before God, that Saul is going to have the blood of all those people on his hands? And he didn't have to have that. If only he had inquired of God, if only he had listened to God, if only he had believed God, if only he had obeyed God. Oh, beloved, you don't realize what happens to us when we do not seek the counsel of the Lord, when we lean to our own understanding, when we do not acknowledge God in all of our ways, but we just try and figure out life ourselves, we end up in a terrible mess. As you look at David, as you look at Saul, there's a contrast in men here. There's a contrast between a man who walks by the Spirit and a man who lives by his flesh. And how does a man walk by the Spirit, and how does he know what to do? Well, we see it so clearly in 1 Samuel chapter 23. Let's look at it. Then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are plundering the threshing floors. Now, Keilah is about 18 miles southwest of Jerusalem, so it's not far away. So this is a city now that belongs to the children of Israel. And the Philistines are fighting against the city, and they're plundering the city. And David knows, David is the warrior. David knows how to conquer the Philistines. Is he going to go out in his own energy? Is he going to go out in his own strength? Now remember, his home base is Gibeah. And Saul is trying to find David because Saul wants to put him to death. And what David could do at this point is say, boy, I am so sorry that is happening, but I'm not going to go out there and risk my neck. He could figure it out with his own reasoning. He could lean to his own understanding, but he doesn't do that. Watch what David does. It says, so David inquired of the Lord. David has been given information that he needs to act on, information that he needs to either dismiss or take action on. And so what does he do? It says David inquired of the Lord. Now this word inquired in the Hebrew is sa'al, S-A, and then like a little apostrophe, and then A-L. It's like a word play on Saul's name. So David inquires of the Lord. Now, if you downloaded our study guide, if you went to preceptsforlife.com, and that's the way you get in touch with me, and that's the way you communicate with me, and that's the way that you can support this program so that we can continue to bring you this broadcast so that you can continue to grow. Well, you go to preceptsforlife.com. And if you downloaded the study guide, you know that we told you in that study guide, make sure that you mark this phrase. Now, I colored it in yellow because he's inquiring of the Lord, and I underlined it in red because it is very, very critical. Red's my attention getter. So it says, so David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack these Philistines? I've heard that they're attacking the city of Keilah, and I want to know if I should go. And the Lord said to David, go and attack the Philistines and deliver Keilah. But David's men said to him, behold, we are afraid here in Judah. We're going to a city of Judah. How much more if we go to Keilah against the ranks of the Philistines? What's going to happen to us? I mean, we're sitting in fear where we are now. Now we're going to get closer to the Philistines. So what does David have? David has two conflicting presentations of what he ought to do. Two different opportunities. He inquires of God and God says, go. The men are saying, no, we are scared to death. Now, who is David going to listen to? Well, David is a wise man and David is walking by the Spirit, so he's not going to walk by the flesh. So he's going to ask God, and whatever God says, he's going to do. But now watch what happens. Then David inquired of the Lord once more. Okay, I've heard what these guys are saying, my 400 valiant men. I know that they are not acting valiantly now. I know that they're scared to death for their lives. I know that I'm their captain. Maybe I better go back and ask God again. You know, it's never wrong to go back and ask God again. Paul tells us that he asked God three times to remove the thorn in his flesh. And finally, God said to him, and it's in the perfect tense, basically, no, I'm not going to take it away. My grace is sufficient. But Paul went to him three times. Three times Jesus said to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, if it's possible, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. If it's possible, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He said it three times. God understands the frailty of our flesh. God understands that we need to know that we know that we know that what we're going to do is God's will. And God delights it when we come and ask him what we are to do. God says, and in James, it says, don't say that you're going to this city or that city and make your plans. Say, if the Lord wills, I will go. We want to know the will of the Lord. So David inquired of the Lord once more, and the Lord answered him and said, arise and go down to Keilah, for I have given the Philistines into your hand. Now David can move. Now David knows. Now David has confidence. So many times, I find myself not knowing what to say yes to and not knowing what to say no to, because you get so many invitations and so many opportunities to serve the Lord, and which is of God. And I'm telling you, there are times when I have not stopped and inquired of God. And I remember just crying out, God, I did not inquire of you. God, I don't know if this is you or not. And I'm on this plane and this is where I'm headed. And God, all I'm saying is, if it is not of you, have mercy on me. I'm coming to you according to your character, because I forgot to inquire of him. It's a good habit that when you get up in the morning to say, God, give me the tongue of your disciple. Let me be your disciple. Let me speak for you. Let me be your follower. So lead me, guide me, direct me. I want to please you. I'm going to have as my ambition, as 2 Corinthians 5:9 says, to be pleasing to you. I want to please you. Whether I'm in this body or out of this body, I just want to be pleasing to you. Philippians chapter 1, I want you to be exalted in my flesh. And so, Father, you lead me. You guide me. Now, if you start the day that way and you forget to pray when you have a decision, at least you've got that backup of having committed it to the Lord. But when things come to you, sometimes you know that you know because you're walking in the will of the Lord and you've committed your way unto the Lord and you know that it is God. But other times you don't know. And there are times when I have absolutely agonized. God, what is your message for these people? I'm going to speak. I don't have pat messages. What is your message for this people? I am a woman that is committed to teaching the Word of God. And many, many speakers today don't open the Bible and take you through the Bible. And I'm committed to that. And so I have to stand by my commitment because I'm convinced that people are perishing for a lack of knowledge. But still, as I do that, I stand there in fear and trembling because I think a lot of people just want stories. They just want their ears tickled. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you for studying along with me. Thank you for wanting to know God's Word. Well, let's get back to it. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines, and he led away their livestock and struck them with a great slaughter. Thus David delivered the inhabitants of Keilah. Now it came about when Abithar, the son of Ahimelech, and remember Ahimelech was the priest at Nob who Doeg the Edomite just put to death, when Abithar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David at Keilah. He came down with the ephod in his hand. Now, God wants you to know that God had a way of communicating with his people in those days. Remember Saul when he was mad at Ahimelech, I'll get it. When Saul was mad at Ahimelech, what he said to him, he says, "You inquired of God for him. You inquired of God for him." Well, did he inquire of God? And how would he have inquired of God? It's all wrapped up in the ephod. And we'll talk about it in just a minute after this important announcement. Welcome to Precept Ministries International. We're at our women's conference, and we have been studying Ready Today for what is coming tomorrow. And we have had a great, great time. We have had such incredible, incredible fellowship. But that fellowship has been around the Word of God. Because when you come here, what you do is you open the book. And we take you through a book of the Bible, or we take you through a topic, but you're looking at the Word of God. We have seminars to meet all your needs, but the fellowship that goes on around the tables, the prayer times, the singing, it's awesome. We wish that you were here. Why don't you come and join us at our next women's conference? Just before the break, we were talking about that linen ephod that Abithar brought with him. Now remember, Abithar is the son of Ahimelech. I got it right, didn't I? It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, believe me. And but anyway, I'll learn, and I'm an old dog, but I want to keep on learning, and I want to keep on growing. Well, what is this ephod? Next to verse 6, I want you to write Exodus chapter 28, 28 to 30. Exodus chapter 28, 28 to 30. Now, if you downloaded that study guide, you know already what the ephod looks like. And you know about the ephod. But otherwise, you may not know about it. So let's just talk about it for a minute. The priest was given a breastplate, and that breastplate had stones in it, a stone for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. That breast piece with those stones was attached to the ephod in a pouch. Okay? So when we go to Exodus chapter 28 and we look at this ephod, this is what he says. He says in verse 27 is where I'm going to start. You shall make two rings of gold and put them on the bottom of the two shoulder pieces of the ephod on the front of it, close to the place where it is joined above the skillfully woven band of the ephod. They shall bind the breast piece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord, so that it will be on the skillfully woven brand of the ephod, and the breast piece will not come loose from the ephod. And Aaron shall carry the names of the sons of Israel in the breast piece of judgment. It's a breast piece of judgment. It's not to say you're judged and you're guilty, you're condemned, but it's a breast piece of judgment so that you can judge and have the right answer for the right question, and so that you can know what to do. So he says, he shall carry the names of the sons of Israel in the breast piece of judgment over his heart when he enters the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. You shall put in the breast piece of judgment, now catch this, the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be over Aaron's heart when he goes in before the Lord, and Aaron shall carry the judgment of the sons of Israel over his heart before the Lord continually. Now, we don't know exactly about the Urim and the Thummim, but we know that those, the Urim and the Thummim, were in there in that breast piece. And what happened was when they inquired of the Lord, it was like God would light up the characters, I mean, the stones that represented the 12 tribes of Israel, and he would give them direction through the Urim and the Thummim on the breast piece that was on the linen ephod. You got it? Okay. Now, so Abithar brings this to David when he flees. Okay, and it's very, very important. And you see the importance of the ephod. And if you've been studying with me earlier in Samuel, you see that also. Well, let's look and see what it says. And it says in verse 6, now it came about when Abithar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David at Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. When it was told Saul that David had come to Keilah, Saul said, God has delivered him into my hand, for he shut himself in by entering a city with double gates and bars. He's in Keilah, and God has delivered him into my hand. I mean, the arrogance of this man, the arrogance. He thinks that he's got David trapped now because he's in this city, and God has done it. When he knows that David is to be the next king over Israel, when he knows that he is the one that is filled with jealousy and anger and hatred towards David. So Saul summoned all the people for war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. Now David knew that Saul was plotting evil against him, so he said to Abithar, the priest, bring the ephod here. Then David said, O Lord God of Israel. Now, Abithar is standing there with the ephod, probably has it on, has the breast piece, has it in the pouch, has the Urim and the Thummim, and he says, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has heard for certain that Saul is seeking to come to Keilah to destroy the city on my account. Will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down just as your servant has heard? In other words, this is what I've heard. I've heard that Saul is coming. But God, I'm not going to live just by the hearing of my ears. I want to know what you are going to tell me. I need to inquire not just of man and not just of a rumor of man, but God, what are you saying? And he says, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Now, how did he say that? He said it through this breast piece. He said it through this ephod. They're consulting the ephod. It is all right. It is something that God has ordained. This is not like consulting a witch. It is going to God and going to God God's way. You say, give me an ephod. Bring it on. I need an ephod. No, you don't, beloved. You see, David didn't have the Word of God like you and I have it. David was part of the creation of the Word of God. He didn't have the whole counsel of God. This is why we're studying the Bible. This is why the Old Testament is so important, so you get to know God. So this gives us counsel. This shows us what is right and wrong. This shows us what is truth and what is a lie. This and the Spirit of God inside of you, beloved, that's your ephod, so to speak. That's how you inquire of God. You call upon God. You call upon God. You call upon his name. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and he will give to him liberally. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he who wavers is like a wave of the sea, tossed to and fro. And that double-minded man's not going to receive anything. God wants you to know his will. God wants you to inquire of him. God wants to solve your problems. He wants to tell you what to buy and what not to buy, where to go, what not to go, what job to take, what friends to have. He wants to do that. And so David inquired of him. And then David said, because he only answered one thing, he said, Saul's coming down. Then David said, will the men of Keilah surrender me and my men into the hand of Saul? In other words, we just delivered this city. But is this city then in turn going to turn us over to Saul? And the Lord answered and said, they will surrender you. Now, it would be logical to think that the men would not do that because David had delivered them. But remember, Saul is the king. And they're probably fearing Saul and his army more. It doesn't matter. David knows exactly what to do. David knows exactly what to do, beloved, because David has inquired of the Lord. What does God want you to do? He wants you to make it your habit, beloved, to stay in constant communication with him. That's why he says, pray without ceasing. What is prayer? It's talking to God. It's praising him. It's worshiping him. It's telling him what you need. It's asking him to cleanse you. But it's also asking him to direct you. So if you're confused, if you're perplexed, then pause, be still, know that he is God. Give yourself time, turn off everything, and give yourself time to be alone with God in his word and say, God, speak to me by your spirit. Tell me what to do, and I will do it. And God, I'm going to trust that you hear this prayer and you answer, and it'll always be in accord with the word. It's that precept moment, beloved, that time when we look and concentrate and focus on one precept for life. And sometimes it's more than one. But what is this precept for life for you and for me today? Well, let's summarize it in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. In Proverbs chapter 3, and remember, Proverbs is a book of wisdom. This is a proverb that was written by the wisest man that ever lived on the face of this earth. It's a proverb written by Solomon. Solomon, the son of David, who, when he was tender and young, was taught by his father to acquire wisdom. So you're about to hear divine wisdom from the wisest man on the face of this earth and from the God of heaven who gave him that wisdom. Proverbs 3 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not, don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. In other words, what do? First of all, you trust God. And when you trust God, you've got to know that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If you are seeking God, God's not going to say, oh, I've hidden my will someplace. I hope you find it. Oh, you're getting closer. Oh, no. You're getting colder. No, God's not like that. You need to trust God. God wants you to know his will. God wants you to do his will. So you trust in him. And you trust in him with all your heart. You're not to have a divided heart. You're to be single-minded. You are to be fully convinced and fully persuaded that God is God. And therefore, because he's God, you're going to trust in him with all your heart. Then you're not going to lean, you'll fall if you do. You're not going to lean to your own understanding. You're going to acknowledge him in all your ways, all your ways. That's why he wants you to constantly be walking and talking, praying without ceasing. When we talk about the armor, we talk about the sword of the Spirit, and I say, and take your walkie-talkie. Because as you walkie, you need to talk. So you talk to God, acknowledging him in all your ways. And then what does he say? He says, I will direct your paths. One step of faith, that's all. Take it. Then take the next step as he says it. And do what he says and know this, that he's your God, he's your Father. You can trust him.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.